from the WGXC. This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Chief Justice Janet DeFiore and Chief Administrative Judge Lawrence Marks announced this week that in-person courthouse operations will resume in Columbia and Greene counties and remainder of the Capital Region on Tuesday, May 26. Courthouse areas that will be used in Phase 1 include judges' chambers, clerks' offices, and back offices. Physical distancing and other steps restricting courthouse traffic will be enforced. Anyone entering the courthouse will be required to wear a mask, and all staff who interact with visitors will likewise be required to wear a mask. Court visitors will be required to undergo COVID-19 screening before entering, and court facilities will be regularly sanitized. You can read this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The New York Farm Bureau launched an online database to help connect farmers looking for laborers with people in need for work. The Bureau wrote, and I quote, "During this time of uncertainty, farms may temporarily be down some employees who may have to quarantine due to the virus or to take care of sick family members. This could potentially create issues on the farm, especially when livestock need to be cared for or during a critical time of the growing season," end quote. The database is intended to be a recruiting resource. It will be the responsibility of each farm to interview and hire employees, but people who are looking for agricultural work and willing to work on a farm are encouraged to apply. In its May 19th press release, the Bureau wrote, "It is, and I quote, encouraging all farms to continue to take this pandemic seriously, follow all of the recommended safety guidance and protocols," end quote. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting law enforcement in the region and statewide over the Memorial Day weekend will engage in a stop DWI crackdown on drunk, impaired, and reckless driving. Crackdown runs from Friday, May 22nd through Tuesday, May 26th, and will include both state and local police. Over the 2019 Memorial Day weekend, 225 people were arrested on drinking and driving charges, with nearly 14,000 tickets issued. There were also 134 crashes that resulted in personal injury, including 4 deaths. The campaign will involve increased patrol with police using marked and unmarked vehicles and sobriety checkpoints. The state police have reported issuing more speeding tickets during the COVID-19 pandemic. Bars and restaurants remain closed to sit-down service, and locally, residents are still being encouraged to stay home and observe social distancing protocols whenever possible. Community gatherings characteristic of the Memorial Day weekend, such as cookouts involving more than 10 people, have also been banned. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.